Kiwanja pamene vione kamonga nikafuafua mabuto.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines: government advised to invest in building more fuel reserves, Zampost commemorates World Post Day. In international news, 13 killed as hospital shield in besieged Sudan City. And in sports, under 17 women's squad get FIFA integrity induction. And now the news in detail. Economist Patrick Mwape has advised the government to invest in building more fuel reserves as a strategic measure to protect the country from fluctuations in international fuel prices. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mwape says expanding fuel storage capacity would help cushion the economy against external shocks such as sudden spikes in global fuel prices or disruption in supply chains. He says building more reserves will not only stabilize the local market during times of international price volatility, but also ensure that the country has a reliable buffer during supply disruptions. Mwape adds that long-term fuel storage will enhance national energy security and reduce the risk of shortages, especially in times of geopolitical tensions or natural disasters that affect global fuel supply.
Since Zambia depends on the importing the fuel commodity, you'll find that the fuel prices will go up. As the fuel prices go up, the cost of living also will go up. What I'll urge the government is to build more fuel reserves, which can go for a long time, so that it's able to edge any fluctuation in the foreign fuel on the international, because of the international fuel prices.
The United Party for National Development, Chawama Aspiring Member of Parliament, has donated a borehole at Chawama Secondary School that will service the school and Chawama Market. Speaking during the sinking of the borehole project, Morgan Munda says the UPND is committed to ensuring that safe drinking water is provided in all the constituencies. Mr. Munda says the borehole that has been sunk is meant to address the water challenges in the area. He says the borehole will provide clean drinking water and help in the fight against cholera in Chawama and other constituencies. Meanwhile, a marketeer, Teresa Banda, has expressed gratitude to the aspiring MP for sinking the borehole, as it will help end the water crisis at the market and school. Minister of Technology and Science Felix Mutati has urged Zampost to scale up the integration in its services with government service bus and payment gateway under the Digital Post Initiative, which will enable citizens to access government services locally through the postal network. Mr. Mutati has informed that the government has secured cabinet approval in principle for the review of the Postal Services Act, and this review is aimed at modernizing the legal framework to reflect contemporary realities such as e-commerce, courier services and digital financial services. The minister has commended Zampost for expanding its services to meet the modern needs of citizens and businesses alike through innovation, digitalization and stronger partnerships. He said this in a speech read on his behalf at the commemoration of the World Post Day.
Over the past year, the institution has recorded a 25% increase in e-commerce, parcel deliveries and expanded digital financial services to reach previously unserved areas. I hereby wish to take this opportunity to urge Zampost to scale up the integration in its services with the government service bus and payment gateway under the Digital Post Initiative, which will enable citizens to access government services locally through the postal network.
And speaking at the same event, Zampost board Chairperson Venesha Dunkas Yumbwa has stated that the board is committed to ensuring that Zampost continues to evolve, transforming from a conventional postal operator into a modern logistics and e-commerce enabler. She states that through embracing digitalization, they are making their progress smoother, faster and seamless for the people who rely on postal services. Meanwhile, the Zambia Information and Communication Technology Authority ZICTA Director General Engineer Colin Zumbulo, in a speech read on his behalf, says the authority has been supporting the Ministry of Technology in the implementation of the National Postal Policy, which aims to promote innovation, sustainability and transformation within the postal ecosystem. Mr. Mbulo says the institute has also been collaborating with the local authorities since 2013 to implement street signage and digital innovation addressing initiatives aimed at improving delivery and efficiency.
Our efforts, I think, over the last few years have included, of course, now licensing over 130 postal and courier operators of various scale, and I would like to believe that we are able to increase this number fivefold. We have quite a number of operators out there that are not yet licensed, and so I think this is also a call to ensure that you regularize your business. We've also been collaborating with the local authorities since 2013 to implement street signage and digital addressing initiatives aimed at improving delivery and efficiency. We've also been partnering with other oversight agencies such as RATSA, the Drug Enforcement Commission, among others.
Now, this year's Post Day was celebrated under the theme Post for People, Local Service, Global Reach. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has urged manufacturers, importers and business owners to ensure their products conform to the new compulsory set standards. ZCSA Senior Inspector Import Quality Monitoring, Cleopatra Kaunda, has stated that the new compulsory standards cover all 41 products ranging from beverages, foodstuffs, construction items, solar products and fertilizer, among other things. She has revealed that the new set standards wants to address crossover inconsistency in imported products and create a level playing field in terms of trade and business. She has added that some importers send over low standard products at high prices. She was speaking on the Neighborhood Program on One Love Radio. Barose National Youth Movement Chairman Brand Simata says the Barose National Youth Movement have noted with dismay some tribal sentiment and comments attributed to some political leaders who are pushing a tribal agenda as a way of swaying voters to vote for them. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Simata says tribal talk and tribal politics have no place and space in the country and should be stopped henceforth and condemned in the strongest terms, as this is indeed a receipt for division and fragmentation in the country, which was founded on the One Zambia, One Nation motto. Mr. Simata says he expects political leaders and parties to sell their manifestos to the general citizenry devoid of tribal inclination or persuasion, as tribalism, when left unchecked, can lead to genocide and tribal war, as was the case in some African countries like Rwanda.
We expect political leaders and parties to sell their manifestos to the general citizenry devoid of political inclination or persuasion, as tribalism, when left unchecked, can lead to genocide and tribal war, as was the case in some African countries recently, for example, in Rwanda. We call upon Zambian youths, who are the rightful owners of Zambia's tomorrow, to say no to tribalism, embrace national unity, and reject political parties promoting tribalism and hate speech.
Church News. The Evangelical